Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Lisa Foltz, Associate Professor, Soil Microbiology of Cropping Systems at the Louisiana State University Ag Center. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So I'm actually predominantly a soil microbiologist, but that plays a role in a lot of different facets of soil functions and soil health. One of the things that we're seeing most benefits from is having that root system or some kind of soil coverage. So whether you're leaving residue in the field, reducing tillage practices, or putting in a cover crop, those can be a physical protection because they're covering the soil, but they're also helping to catch any excess nutrients that are left over from the previous year. So they'll scavenge those nutrients. They'll also pull things from the soil. And as the plants take them up and then they die and go into the next year, they break down. So having some kind of living or growing biomass or even just leaving residue behind can be incredibly beneficial because you're feeding that microbial community and that microbial community is in turn feeding the soil. If you're in a system where you need lots of nitrogen, having legumes that grow well in your system and in your region can be incredibly beneficial. We've seen in some of our cotton trials, providing somewhere between 30 and 40 pounds of nitrogen when we have legume cover crops. So they can be very beneficial. If you're looking for weed suppression, there are some grasses that are very good at that. So if you have a weed problem, there's a lot of different secondary benefits that come from a practice that's been around for a very long time. Most states and growers are going to obviously have their extension, potentially NRCS agents, that kind of thing. There are regional cover crop councils. All of them are actually working together to put together things like cover crop recommendation tools if you're particularly interested in cover crops. I can't recommend things like the Extension Service more highly because they're the ones that are not just doing the research, but they're also interacting with the farmers. And so they know what the farmers' needs are better than sometimes we do from a research perspective.